This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 441, recorded, I forget the day. Actually, I know the day. It is 6 days away from Fallout 4, and that makes this the last episode of Radio Free Cybertron ever. It was a really fun show, and I really enjoyed doing it off and on for the last 16 years. Okay, it's not the last show, but I might be sick next week.
Yeah, we'll probably have to do the show without Brian next week.
I might be sick for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, Chris will be hosting.
Sounds that way.
Don, let's let Don can host. If I'm not on next week, Don can host with his new
microphone. I think I'm going to be busy next Wednesday.
I would love.
But then you'll miss hearing my dulcet tones.
Too close, Don. Too close.
No, not too close. It's too close to his heart, is what he's saying. But yeah, so it's November 4th, 2015. I will be getting Fallout 4. I've already got it pre-ordered through Steam, so it'll hopefully be on my PC at 12:01 a.m. But I will be here. Probably. You know, the thing is, I never really actually got into the other Fallout games, but in the last couple years, I got crazy into Skyrim. So, I don't know. But yeah, so I'm certain I will love Fallout just as much. Well, let's see here. What do we got going on this week, guys? Did anybody get anything? Diecast?
I don't know. You know, I got a couple ladies, which are pretty nice.
Yeah, I have the whole set, actually.
Mine,
yeah,
I
fit them all in my hand at the same time.
Mine are on the way.
Oh, okay. Well, you said a couple, so.
Oh, yeah, a couple. Like three, you know, that's a couple.
No, that's a few.
Okay. I got a few ladies, and then, I didn't get a chance to get them out of the box yet. But what I did get out of the box was MMC Sphinx.
Oh, good. I was afraid you were going to say Spartan, and then me and Matt would have to come over and kill you.
Oh, he's on the way.
Mine is burning a hole in my pile of loot right now.
Yeah, I watched a review of him, and he looks great. I just wish I had some attachment to the character to want the toy. But I have
just
no...
Just buy the toy, Don. Just buy the toy.
My pile of loot has 9 items in it.
Ooh.
The only thing in there is Impactor, because I couldn't wait for Slipstream any longer. That had to happen.
I have my first 2 figure arts in it, ever.
Oh, what do you have?
The Marios?
Mario and Piccolo.
Ah, Piccolo.
Yeah.
Now, just remember, Piccolo is from, 2010, so it's not the best of what figure arts can offer nowadays,
so
but it's still fine.
So, they just got it in stock, so is it a
It's a rerun, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, wanted that.
Now, could it be the renewal body?
There's not a renewal body Piccolo, Don.
Oh, okay. I know they were going back and making new bodies.
That's just with the writers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but okay, so Diecast, I'm sorry I blanked out thinking about Fallout 4. Did you mention Sphinx by chance?
Yeah, I did. I did get Sphinx, and he's very nice.
He is the newer, hotter, better, not Mirage.
Yeah, totally that DX9 Invisible, he's going for sale on Sunday when I'm selling at NJCC this Sunday. So if you want to buy Invisible, he will be available at my table.
Now, Diecast, I understand they put, silicone-based rubber tires on that. How do those feel versus, rubber tires and other stuff?
They feel very soft. So, and they slide on the rims back and forth a little bit. It's mm-hmm. like when mine came, they were slid in. I kind of had to pull them out to line them up, and they do tend to slide.
Now, with it being as soft as it is, do you think there's a higher potential for them to take damage, like from an errant fingernail, even maybe?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that when I felt the tires, and because a lot of the companies now, when we get rubber tires, they're really a strong or hard rubber that I almost felt like these were almost like G1 rubber wheels, and I'm like, I wonder if they're going to crack down the line. Now, probably. I don't know that they're going to, but...
Well, that's, as far as I understand, that's why they are using the silicone-based material, because it's supposed to be more durable over the long run in terms of it's not going to dry out the same way. So as far as cracking under their own age, that shouldn't be an issue anymore. But you saying that they're that soft has me kind of concerned for other kinds of damage occurring to them.
Yeah, I don't think they're soft enough that any other type of damage would occur, but, I mean, I'm a collector, so if you give them to a kid,
yeah,
probably.
Well, you're
well,
not
I,
going w- to.
I wouldn't give a third-party masterpiece-style thing to a kid anyway, so...
Yeah.
So I want to point out, I want an aside here, because this early on in the show, we're trying to work out some bugs this week. Don is trying to click links in our show notes, or in our internal Google Doc, and it says that the TF Wiki is blocking him. So in my mind, I've conflated the story already that the TF Wiki has a restraining order against Don for some reason.
Works just fine for me, Don. Popped right up.
I know. Walkie, McFeely, if y'all listen to this, can y'all take
McFeely,
a look at that, please?
McFeely will, but I don't know, Walkie probably won't. Yeah. But yeah, so McFeely, tell me how to block Don to, you know, to the TF Wiki. Maybe I'll do it to RFC.
Tell us how to block Don, period. No.
So, Diecast, how is Sphinx otherwise?
He's excellent. He's really nice. The only issue mine had, and I don't think it's a widespread issue, is the shoulders are on slider pins, and my one shoulder is a little bit loose. The other one's fine, but it's not at an area where you can even get in to tighten it. I don't think it's a screw anyway. I think it's an actual pin. So, but he's has a really nice heft to him. They put enough diecast in him to make him feel heavy and like a quality figure, and he still has a great range of articulation.
Does yours have the bonus parachute for the first offer?
Yes. And that's even the parachute is a thick plastic, clear plastic for the parachute part, and the strings or whatever that come down
the
are
cables.
Actually they're actually metal cables.
Wow.
Yeah, Brian, in More Than Meets the Eye 3 when Mirage...
Yeah, we know.
I didn't know if you knew. I didn't know.
But
I've watched Transformers, Don.
It came in the box together, and the two boxes were kind of too big for the shipping box, so it was definitely crushed when I got it. But I'm not a big fan of the boxes anyway, so...
Yeah, I toss my boxes for the most part.
I mean, the I've seen the picture of the box. It's kind of pretty, but I mean, it's, you know, ultimately the point of the box is to protect the thing inside, so...
Yeah, the toy was fine, so...
Anyway. Cool. Anybody else get anything cool?
I got Croc.
You like it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's essentially the Optimus Prime that we all really like.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It's the inferior color copy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Chris!
Yeah, but it's still a really good figure.
Chris, do you have yours by now? Do you have it all? Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. I just... Like with the Legends stuff, I haven't had time to open it and do anything with it yet.
I love it.
But Matt, thank you again.
Not a problem.
I love it so much. Like, I could probably stop buying toys now and just be satisfied. Like, give me this and...
We've got Alligator Optimus Prime.
Yeah, get between this and, like, Guard City and Battle Gaia, if I could get those, I would be done.
Now nice. I'm envisioning a Skullcruncher repainted Battle Gaia.
Yeah, that would be a little weird.
Well, yeah. I was talking to Paladin, and I said the first third party company that gives me a Battle Gaia and a Guard City will get my money because I want those two. But
let's face facts here, Don. I mean, at least as far as Battle Gaia, you will buy one from everyone who makes one because.
We haven't gotten one yet, but Walgreens almost gave us one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the knockoff Defensor that was floating around was pretty close to being a Guard City.
Yeah, I mean, it was it was off. Yeah. The arms were off. But yeah. Otherwise, it was really close. And the micro version that I have is also the same.
I think you have good chance of Make Toys doing their Defensor as Battle Gaia.
Does Fans Project
Guard City?
Guard City is Defensor. Battle Gaia is Bruticus.
Bruticus,
I mean, I screwed up too. It's okay.
Sorry.
No, it's Guard not City. Okay.
That's why.
There's so much crap. There's so much crap to know at this point. It's
but we all saw the Guard City there at TFCon.
That was Transformers Land. Yeah. .com.
Yeah, it was so
beautiful. That's what I meant. But yeah, I mean, it's like even with these third party names, like it used to be easy to be like, oh, this third party, that's Hercules, and this is that. Now it's like, what is that called again?
Well, it's like, you know, it's like because John's got Feral Rex, and it's like those names all mean something because of the root word meaning something, but I have no idea what they mean and no desire to find out.
Yeah, Mastermind has the right idea because they're using real words that describe the character that they're taking on. So it's a little bit easier to remember, okay, this is this thing, and this came from this company because it follows this theme.
Yeah. Indeed. Okay, anybody get anything else? I didn't, but like I said, I have 9 items in my pile of loot. And right now,
oh, I can't wait to see when you get that huge box and Kim is like, what's that?
That's exactly what I mean. Like, hopefully it'll be a day that I'm like working from home or working from the closer office so I can just sort of sneak home and do it. But it's like 6 months worth of toys. But
well, that's the logic you have to present to her, that, you know, it's an accumulation of 6 months.
Yeah. Well, eventually they'll just automatically ship that too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Big
6 months.
Well, shoot. Okay, I guess I need to just do it. But I want to wait for Sphinx to come in.
Well, that can't be that much longer.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. Let's go ahead and jump to This Week in History. This Week in History, 1997. It's legal now. You can, you know. So Beast Wars, the episode from Season 2, Coming of the Fuse Wars, Part 1, premiered in the U.S., 18 years ago. I love Beast Wars. I don't know if I've mentioned that recently.
It's weird. Coming of the Fuse Wars is... I love this two-parter. Because, again, I like Silver Bolt a lot. And
I do, too. I am a total fanboy for Silver Bolt.
And we were getting right into Season 2, and the whole thing, and the Prime had just died. Spoilers alert, Prime had just died, and everything. So that two-parter was a really strong two-parter.
It was, and it gave us Quickstrike, who is, like, the best thing ever.
The Yosemite Sam Transformers.
So Matt and Diecast, Quickstrike and Silverbolt are fusors. That means they're two animals that have been combined into one form.
You know, surprisingly, I actually know what you're talking about.
You know, Matt, that's the wrong answer to give him. The correct answer is...
Screw you.
Yeah, pretty much. I was thinking more just the middle finger.
Yes.
Well, PG show.
PG. Yeah.
And one of the things I love...
Wait till after we're done streaming.
Kelby can go back over it and just, you know, mosaic over your whole hand.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Yeah. I like the part...
Maybe I'll shut my camera off for that. Yeah.
With one a couple beeps. Beep, 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 beep.
One of the things I loved about that was Silverbolt interacting with Megatron. And Silverbolt gives us like his first little speech, and Megatron's like, what?
Yeah, that's...
It's when Silverbolt picks his name, and I think my name is Silverbolt. Yes, pure, strong, and fast. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, and in 1985, probably my least favorite episode of the Transformers ever, Child's Play,
premieres in the US. Yeah, and what for me, Brian, what made this episode feel like the worst episode, because we just came off The Gambler.
Whenever people...
Well, I'm sorry, not came off, it led into The Gambler. It was like, you had this great episode of The Gambler, and this was like...
Whenever fans or more casual fans try to talk about how awesome G1 was and how great and how serious and how, you know, badass it was, I point them to Child's Play and I'm like, here, watch this.
Well,
G1 was great because it was ridiculous.
Yes, it was. I loved it. Well, but this was not my favorite ridiculous episode.
G1 is campy, and that's why you should like it.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Right.
The one thing about Child's Play that I do like is that it showed how the Transformers are in relation to the rest of the universe. Because, you know, on Earth, they're these big, huge, massive machines of justice or destruction.
It's like an episode of The Twilight Zone. In fact, it's exactly an episode of The Twilight Zone.
But out in the universe, they're the size of toys compared on some of these planets. So it's nice getting an idea of there is a universe outside Earth in Cybertron. And to see how they relate to the universe itself.
I love it, that's why
season 3 is so good, because that just kind of runs with that concept.
Yeah. I love it for how they use a children's toy as an actual functioning spaceship.
Well, that was probably a third-party spaceship on his home world. That's why it worked so well.
Okay, let's go ahead and jump to the official news. I need to rebrand this. I need to think through this, because we have like the official news and the third-party news. But third party is becoming so mainstream that calling it third party news is kind of
know. So let's go back to classic RFC, and this segment will be the news from Cybertron, and the third party stuff will be news from Govatron.
Not bad, not bad. I like it. Probably won't use it, but I like it.
No, okay. But it'll certainly piss a few people off for this episode, and I'm cool with that.
And yeah. I'm all for it. Oh yes,
I love GoBots. Okay, so MP21R, Red Bumblebee, we have new details of this toy. It's going to be 5,500 yen, so in my head, mental head, that's what, $45?
$45.
I was only $3 off. $45 is what I said. That's not bad at all, and it's nice looking.
It's
super limited.
Okay, so, like, the way this usually is working lately is the Takaritomi Mall one is limited to whatever number, but there's also a mainland Asia release.
Yeah.
Which is not limited. And that's usually where the import stores get their supply from.
So my pre-order currently is $65. So should I expect it to go up, or that to be canceled, or...
That's about right.
Okay. But yeah, it's very nice looking. Rob just tweeted, third-party news segment can be called Rob Snap Time.
That's fair, too. That's fair.
But yeah, so it's very nice, and I want it. I don't know why, because I don't even like the Bumblebee mold, but I like it in red for some reason, because it's, I don't know.
It doesn't do anything for me.
I'm the same way. I mean, if they had remolded the front to be like Bumble Jumper or Hubcap or something, you know, different. But
at that
I mean,
point, you may as well just make Cliff Jumper.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's true. They're just doing this to get, you know, extra.
What kind of car was Hubcap supposed to be?
Good question. I don't know.
Don, can you check the wiki for us?
No, but I can tell you where to go to check.
Nice.
I don't think the answer is going to be there.
No, I mean, I pull stuff on my ass all the time, but I don't think that'll help here.
Yeah, I don't know what he is.
Apparently red is the theme recently, because...
yeah, maybe.
The next news item
is... Oh, crap! I forgot there's a G2 hubcap.
Yeah.
Why don't I own that?
Yeah, we got that instead of Bumblebee.
I've got a G2 Bumblebee, I thought.
Oh, that's right. We got that instead of Cliff Jumper. Never mind.
Yes, that's right.
Cliff Jumper will happen just, you know, some point down the line. It's like, Cliff Jumper will happen after they get Jazz worked out.
Yes. Hubcap is a Porsche 924 Turbo.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so it is the same thing as Cliff Jumper, then, isn't it?
Yeah, just with a different head.
So I'm going to eBay right now. Oh, look, I have a coupon for $100. I just want to see Don explode.
Don will kill you.
In the pre-show, Diecast was talking about how he
flames coming out of my head.
How he got a $100 coupon from eBay just because.
And it's like,
eBay loves me.
And I am trying to nickel and dime my way to be able to justify a provider and Sphinx.
Yeah.
And what did I buy with it? A provider.
You know, I got to thinking, this is the hubcap we need the masterpiece toy of.
So I'm trying to click.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. No. Huh?
Yeah.
It's a good toy.
Yeah, it's, I like it. The car, yeah. I agree.
If I could see it, I would probably agree. It's the
yellow card, like, 30s Roadster hubcap.
Oh, yeah.
2010, 2011 line.
Yeah. That was a nice figure. I like that. Yeah. It reminded me a lot of Goodnight from the GoBots line.
It reminded me a lot of Forever Night. Okay, so moving along, we have that. This we just missed last week. It happened just after we did the show. A new Bathing Ape, Optimus Prime, and this time he's red. But he's different. He's a different red.
Yeah.
And my question on this is, who really cares?
If I'm gonna double dip on the MP10 mold, and it's not something radically done by Takara or Hasbro, I want that Evangelion Prime.
Just exactly. I want your money up and get the craziest thing that's out there.
Yeah. I mean, and this looks like he's just like trying to be like he's in camo at the Twister Factory or something.
Okay, so I only looked at the thumbnail for the article. Is this red enough that you could say it's like a hate plague Optimus?
Yes, you actually could.
Yeah, I was thinking like this is like video game Optimus when he's almost dead, and they like blink red.
Yeah, that like if it was a Konami fighter, side-scrolling fighter, like Turtles too. That's right too. So I think he would probably. Okay, well, Optimus One didn't get the hate plague.
No, but just like, but if, you know, if you need a way to reconcile the color scheme.
Ah, so there, we need an all silver Prime.
We have one of those.
To homage that episode.
Don't we already have one of those? Isn't that like a lucky draw?
Silver Prime? That's going to be a Target exclusive.
Yeah. But yeah, no.
How have we not gotten that yet? How has that not happened?
I don't know. I could have sworn that I saw one, but I guess not.
You know,
doesn't seem like Japan wants to recognize the return of Optimus Prime that much.
Yeah, how did they reconcile that? So, like, a week from now, McFeely will be tweeting at me, "You should know, blah, 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 blah." I love you, Chris, by the way. I mean that.
You know, I'm less and less impressed by MP10 the more and more repaints they do. And I'm just like, MP1 kind of tips the scale a little bit higher than MP10 for me.
Depends on my mood. I mean, if he's on an actual scale, of course he does. He has more mass. But I totally get why you would like MP1 better.
I love them both.
I like them both.
Yeah.
I had soured on MP1 a little bit, but I'm kind of going around the other way, like I always do on everything.
Well, it's like people always say, "What's your favorite Optimus Prime?" And it's like I have to take
Armada.
I have to take MP1 and I have to take MP1 and MP10 kind of out of the equation because they're such a whole other level of figure. You really can't compare them to the other figures and be fair to them. And of course, we all know Fire Convoy is the best Optimus Prime that they've done.
Okay, so let's move along.
Let's move on.
Okay, so I put this in here knowing nothing about it, and I will be completely honest. Hot Toys, who makes really expensive toys that are out of my price range and my interest.
And make no sense,
typically, because I don't want, like, a full-size Magnum P.I. with, like, you know, like, realistic mustache. It's just not my thing.
You know, actually, you say that, but a Hot Toys Magnum wouldn't be the worst thing.
But there is a Magnum P.I. There's an Optimus Prime. Sorry, there's an Optimus Prime. I think they already did this one. I think this is not a retool, but like an extra accessory.
This is the one they did with Starscream.
The last one had parts that he yanked off of Starscream, and this one has parts he yanked off of Megatron.
I want just this with like a bunch of different faces that he's yanked off.
Can't we get this with some Jetfire parts?
Yeah.
That would be the... Now, you know, Brian, you said...
Well, just wait until Don's Kronos falls apart and just sticks them up. Yeah.
Wait, it's probably ready. We can use the parts now.
I'll have you know that... Kronos is still sitting there. I've only had to tighten one screw since I bought him, just because the arm was a little droopy. He is sitting right there looking magnificent, towering
Don,
over...
Don, you need new glasses.
Until Takara releases theirs.
Don,
I agree.
Don just did the best thing. He just linked to a 1/6 scale movie masterpiece figure from Hot Toys of Stan Lee.
Yeah, but I'm saying you were saying how expensive they are and how, but I'm saying this is a great this is the lowest price I've ever seen any Hot Toys figure.
Because nobody will buy it.
Well, I'm saying you can get an idea of the quality of the look, the sculpting and all that.
It's $200 like, to get an idea of the quality.
It's basically like a Honey I Shrunk the Kid Stan Lee. So I totally believe that it's really Stan Lee. I mean, if the error sensing part of my brain was turned off, I would look at it and think, "Oh my God, Stan Lee is in my house and he's 6 inches tall."
Yeah, it's creepy.
Or a foot tall.
It's different having Thor, Iron Man, super realistic, but
and so,
Stan Lee.
And no, and I don't mean this with any disrespect, but he is human. He will die, and when he dies, if I had this, I would probably freak out.
And he is well into his 90s.
Yeah, especially he's pointing at me he's pointing at me from the grave, and I just
you know what we need a Hot Toys modern day William Shatner.
I would probably buy that.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he just made an appearance in Stormtrooper armor, so you just need the Hot Toys Stormtrooper, and somebody, I'm sure, can do a custom Shatner head.
Okay. So when did he... Oh, that was when he was, like, trolling Star Wars fans or something on Twitter?
Something like that. All I know is I just saw the picture on Twitter, so...
Pretty cool. Okay. So there was a... Because you can apparently do polls on Twitter now. TF Yuki posted on Twitter, and he is a designer at Takara, right?
Mm-hmm. Hitoshi Yuki, yeah.
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 He posted a poll as to what you would want Blastoff to be, Unite Warriors. And 82% to 18% Space Shuttle.
Duh. You needed a poll for that?
I know, right?
I think that was the point. We didn't need a poll, and he knew
it.
Yeah. We didn't need a poll, and they're probably 85% of the way done with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'd kind of have to be, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would have to be.
But I will say, after seeing the recent pictures with the American version of Bruticus, Blastoff as an arm does not look as bad.
It's not the arm that's the problem, Don. It's not the arm that's the problem. It's the robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Brown Slingshot that's the problem.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's... But I'm saying he'll be combined 99% of the time anyway. So it looked a lot better than I was thinking it would once I saw those pictures. But if we do get a Takara Blastoff in shuttle mode, I will be double dipping on those two sets because I'm the Bruticus fanboy.
Or we can pray and hope that Hasbro will bring those over like they did Breakneck and.
But we haven't heard anything about Groove yet either.
See,
they may be waiting because they did it in two last time.
We didn't get Quickslinger and Breakneck. We're getting a Blastoff. We got a Groove. So what's the point in getting us another Blastoff and Groove?
That's a good point because we got entirely new characters and everything with those.
And in any case, there's not going to be anything to hear about this anyway until after Blastoff comes out, which I'm guessing will be next summer. Yeah. By the time Unite Warriors Bruticus is a thing. Meanwhile, much like Don, I'm probably going to end up double dipping on this because I want the Hasbro Onslaught, which the first release has the silver chest wing that I prefer to have, and I doubt the Takara one's going to go for that color option. So but it's going to be kind of a mix and match for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, you're getting basically two different figures.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So... if you're going to double dip, this would be the one to do it on.
Yeah. See, that's why I was kind of hoping they would do their Defensor in the Guard City color so I could get both versions of those, but I'm guessing that'll be...
I'm still holding out for Unite Warriors, Guard City, and Battle Guy. I mean, it would not be hard to do.
I would not be surprised to see that be a thing late 2016.
Either E-Hobby or a show exclusive. Or
just Takara Tomy Mall. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they have their in-house thing where they can run short exclusives like that.
Yeah. What in the heck was that?
Apparently, the microphone's picking up my desk when I hit it with my wheeze or something.
When Don farts, his desk picks it up.
We had a dog like that once.
Really? Sorry. PG show. Okay.
Yeah, let's move on to the good stuff.
Okay. So, let's see here what we got going on. Okay, so the box sets for Super G2 Superion and G2 Minasaur are probably soon to come out. So was it Minasaur or Superion already showed up in Asia? And
yeah.
This person was on Twitter, or Face Twitter, posted photos of Minasaur fighting Superion. And
The fighting Superion was from Facebook. The photos of the individual stuff is from Twitter.
Okay, so I don't want to show everything. Yeah, I don't want to show everything. I'm just going to show what I like, which is them fighting, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Where are the pre-orders?
I know. These so bad.
God, these are absolutely... That Minasaur is just... I mean, I like the Superion.
Superion is so much better than Minasaur.
So nobody's told me anything directly on this, but just from the little rumblings I can pick up here and there, it's sounding like these sets are going to be something coming after the first of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, because we should have heard like what going to
still
store.
Be a little bit.
Yeah, we should have heard what store's going to have them by now if they were.
Well, no, these weren't supposed to be. These weren't supposed to be exclusives at all. These are available to anybody who wants to carry them. That's what they said at SDCC.
I can't see Walmart, Target. I can't see
online,
them carrying
maybe,
it.
Online.
Yeah, they'll sell them online like see, they did with Breakneck and Quickslinger.
I could see Target doing it.
But, I mean, they're both just absolutely... A lot of people I know that I talk to like that are younger than me, which is most people.
Yes. Technically, in the United States, you are above the mean age at this point, Don.
But, you know, people that are younger looking back at G2, they don't understand... G2, I mean, I don't understand, but
they're fantastic.
I know, but you had to sort of be there and see the evolution of the toys going through this G2 phase. And then
this was the stage of evolution where they adopted the bright colors are dangerous thing.
So basically,
Defensor is going to be the most toxic Transformer ever made.
So my problem with this, of course, is that Minasaur kind of sucks. And, you know, he looks a lot better, but I don't like Minasaur. But again, Superion, Combiner War Superion, is far and away the best Superion that's ever been produced.
Go ahead, Rob.
And Minasaur should presumably at least have the fixed hips, and that will probably help the
a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and then, I mean, there is always beyond that, too, the... Perfect Effect upgrade, which at least makes the body look better.
Man,
And with some foot upgrades, which, you know, are being made cheaper now.
I don't have a problem with the upgrade stuff, but I just feel weird buying the upgrade combiner bits.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, it still doesn't work well on its own, but it does make it look a whole lot better.
Oh yeah, it does look a lot better.
The cool thing about G2 Superion and Minasaur is, you know, they're so awesome, they suck the color out of Man of Steel. That's where all the color went with them.
That's pretty good, Don.
I will hand you that one, Don. Well done.
Yes.
Okay, also, we missed it last week, but boy, did we talk about this on the minicast this week. We got the last piece of the BotCon box set, which is Predacon General C-Clamp. And I should love the box set, but I can't because it is what it is.
That head is...
That is a badly put together mock-up, let's just say that.
I think the mock-up looks rough. I think the
what they really like, and not just for this, for all the ones that are getting new head tools, they need to include on there like the turnaround for the new heads to actually get an idea of what they're supposed to look like.
That's a good idea. I think it's a bad digibash, but the colors are just... Maybe they'll tweak them between now and... I guess probably not. It's probably too late.
So,
it's more a matter of, I think, the way the red is coming across digitally is not going to be as intense when it's actual plastic.
But I still can't get past that it's the Tri-Predicus Council, and that holds no sway over me.
Yeah, that's one of those things where the concept either sells you or it doesn't, and nothing's going to really fix that.
Yeah. But, you know, I bravo for them making a Beast Wars combiner. I do appreciate that. And maybe I'll see it and I'll like it better. I'm still not going to get it. But yeah, so but to hear more about our thoughts, definitely check out this week's RFC minicast. A lot of fun. Okay, so is that it? Yeah, that's it for the news from Cybertron. Hey, so real quick, I want to thank our friends at Amazon.com for, helping us out. Wouldn't you go to tfradio.net/Amazon and click on our Amazon links? It helps pay for things like Don's microphone and the new microphones we're going to get for Matt, Chris, and Rob, and eventually the microphone that I need to pay John back for. So, yeah, it helps us out a lot. We could really use your help. Go to tfradio.net, click on Amazon, the Amazon link, and do your shopping there. It doesn't matter what you buy. Just buy anything. You could buy a marble.
You know, when we were recording Superhero Time a couple weeks ago, we actually discovered that there is carbonated lube that you can get on Amazon.
Interesting.
Hmm.
That's not exactly what I would normally recommend, but if you want to buy it, if you have use for
and
that.
And caffeinated, too.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys are looking for a figure you may not have picked up yet, Transformers Generation Combiner Wars Voyager Class Cyclonus is only $17.26 as of this recording.
How much is Thundercracker this week?
Thundercracker's like $26, $27.
Great. Sounds great.
So those are two great buys that are cheaper than you're going to find them in the store.
Yeah, especially Thundercracker, which you probably won't find in the store.
Right.
Yeah.
And with the holidays coming around, certainly, if you don't mind, use our links. It would help us out a lot.
And, you know, when those G2 Combiner Wars sets come out, Amazon's probably going to have those.
Hopefully the G2 Combiners will help me pay the taxes on this stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, so tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay, so third-party news. News from Gobotron. Make Toys Iron Will, unofficial headmaster, hardhead. Okay, I want to say this first because I feel obligated to. It's way too big, but otherwise, oh my god, it's beautiful.
I could accept Hardhead being a large character just because he turns into a damn tank.
But he's the same size as Chrome Dome, who is far too large.
I will not disagree that Chrome Dome is probably bigger than it should be.
But the remaster Hound is the right size, so I guess it was intentional that he's so large. But I still don't like it.
Well, the original Headmaster toys were quite large.
But in my head canon, they should be close to the same size because it's a freaking car. But yeah, he is gorgeous, and I don't mind that this is the 75th, not third-party hardhead.
It's a nice-looking thing. I don't feel a need for it.
I kind of want it.
The first masterpiece hardhead.
I wonder if it's as much fun to transform as their Chrome Dome was.
It almost has to be easier, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
You think?
I think.
I would agree.
Because I would hope. It's beautiful. It really is.
No,
beautiful.
I think they call it Iron Will because that's what you need to actually get from one end of it to the other.
Yeah, that's an interesting name. So it's Iron Will, hardhead. I mean, obviously. But it doesn't say hardhead to me, but I guess it probably shouldn't.
It doesn't say hardhead literally, but it kind of gives the similar idea.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have called him stubborn asshole and you'd get it that way, but...
But then they could have called it XV, and it would have been...
Oh, really good. That was really good. Bravo. That was...
It would need to be different colors, though. It need to be, like, blue and orange.
Yeah. That was a Don level. That was better than Don. That was really good, I guess. Really good. So I swore that I wouldn't buy another one of these remasters, but I think I have to have this. And thinking about it, even though I wasn't super sold on it before, the remaster Target Master Hound, I think I'm going to pick it up because it looks nice. So
Don, you're not making any noise.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Still learning the microphone. Now, I like this, but I'm more interested in the Function X hardhead coming out eventually to go
that
with the rest of it.
Yet to see anything.
That's why I bought Hardbone from Toy World originally, was to be, because we didn't know anything about, snicker, snicker, ha-ha. But,
the name is there so that you will snicker at it, so it's okay that we do it.
But, I mean, I actually transformed the Hardbone for the first time in a couple of months. And it's actually...
Did you just whip it out, or did you have to dig for it?
Oh, no.
And it's actually a lot more fun than I remember it, you know, going to do it. You know?
This is literally a family show. We literally have families who listen to the show together. Let's remember that.
I'm just telling you that it's more fun than I remember, and it looks better on the shelf than I was thinking from memory.
Don had a glass of wine, and, you know, he let his hair down. Okay, sorry. Hardbone, wasn't he like on clearance recently for like $50?
$79, I think, was the cheapest he got.
Oh, I would rather.
But I think it started around $100, so.
I mean, yeah. If I was going to pay that much, I would get the Fans Project version. But considering I have toys now in both scales, the Fans Project Function Series.
Yeah, beyond that, the thing to consider is there's the new Hasbro one coming out next year, looks really nice.
But it's a deluxe. So I can buy it and this and not worry about it.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And, like, as far as third-party options, I still like the Universe Hardhead, which was the Onslaught redeco with that Head Robots kit. That, like, that's been my default hardhead since all that came out.
So I bought Universe Hardhead from a friend on Facebook. He brought it to me at TFCon. I need to get that kit, but I don't want to spend as much as the kit goes for now.
And like you would want to get the face plated one too, which I think is the older and harder to get one.
Yeah, I'll probably just go with this. If Fans Project ever does one with their Function Series, like I was done with the Function Series. I was like, screw it, I don't want any more. But after getting the Alligator Con, my interest has sort of come back, and I probably will go back, and if I can, get Quadruple U and Sigma L.
Wow, see, I'm really reversed on that. I have all the Function X up until now, and now that I got that Alligator Prime, I'm like, I can be done with the Function X line, and I'll move on to the Masterpiece series like Make Toys is doing with their, you know, Hardhead.
I'm really interested to see Fans Project's Highbrow, because the transformation design for it looks really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the selling point for the Function X stuff for me, which I think it's not the whole reason I don't like Sigma that much, but it is a component of it. It's because that's so simple, it doesn't feel like it's part of the same line, and I don't like some of the design choices otherwise.
What I really like about the remasters is that they're doing Target Masters and Headmasters, and then God knows what else.
God Masters.
Yeah, God Masters, Breast Force, you know, Power Masters. God Masters were Power Masters, but... But yeah, that, you know, that would be really neat. So, can't wait to see what they do. Of course, they could just do, you know, we could just... I want a third party to pull a Titan Master and basically take the Headmaster, Target Master gimmick and give it a really stupid, kludgy, third-party-esque name. Kind of like Remaster, but Remaster is actually kind of cool. Okay. I can't think of what it would be, but I just want somebody to do that, because that would be kind of ballsy.
Well, that's because we don't have, like, you know, marketing skills like the third parties do.
They can get a John. John's awesome.
John can do anything.
What?
He can do anything but pay attention to the show.
Yeah.
Just playing with you guys. Hey, by the way, any families listening, every week you can always listen to the minicast and know that it's family-friendly. The mini-cast if there's any doubt in your mind about family-friendly Transformers talk.
Hey, Don, you might mini-cast. As well promote TFYLP right now. Perfect opportunity.
Meanwhile, if you're looking for the most offensive podcast you can possibly find, check out the Superhero Time family of podcasts.
Well, a family is kind of being generous. Like... People that have crashed on your couch and won't leave.
That is one dysfunctional family of shows right there.
Well, shoot, I might as well do it. I might as well do it, too. Hey, y'all, if you want to listen to, like, one of the best, most family-friendly shows around, you can listen to the Happy Day podcast that I do almost every week at briankilby.com/radio.
Okay. And, Don, to your point, the only kind of people I would let just crash on my couch for an indefinite period of time are people who are, like, family to me, so that works perfectly.
Oh,
the last person that crashed on my couch was M. Cypher, I think.
Oh, is he like family to you?
I really like Cypher, but that's probably a stretch.
Okay, then.
my family tends to, you know, not freak out when the AC is on. He doesn't he doesn't freak out, but he is allergic to the AC, and that made it really hard to drive to Texas.
He's what?
Greg is allergic to, like, the AC, so driving to Texas in Baikonur 5 was so hard.
How's he allergic to the AC?
I think it dries out his sinuses or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but seeing Greg at TFCon and Trent too are a lot of fun. Actually, I need to talk to those guys because I told them that we would do something else.
Matt and I spent about 3 or 4 hours talking to Trent and just heard some great stories from him.
Oh yeah, they're great guys. Man, I heard a lot of great stories. I heard a lot of stories at TFCon that made me want to punch people. It was a fun time. I'll tell you guys about that after the show. Okay, let's see here. Anything else? Okay, so Unique Toys Run Man, Masterpiece Scale, not Blur, is up for pre-order, and I don't think I could hate this any more than I do.
I love it.
It's terrible.
I'm indifferent towards it.
It just looks off.
The robot mode's too boxy.
Yeah, the chest needs to be a little more tapered down the middle instead of just having that big square pelvis piece.
The vehicle mode's too accurate to the original toy.
So I don't mind at all, like, third-party companies taking their own design cues, but sometimes they kind of should be a little more slavish to G1, and this is, at least in robot mode, is an instance where it should be more G1E.
Okay, this wasn't the one I thought it was. Now looking at it, yeah, okay, I hate this one.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, yeah there's another one coming out that has the Target Master with it.
Yeah, buzzing, I think. Yeah. He looks better.
It's probably a fine toy, but just the design choices that they made just doesn't work for me.
I really like this toy.
It might be a great toy. It might be one that, you know, holding it in the hands, I'm like, oh god, this is great. But I just don't like
those design. Arms look terrible.
Really?
It looks off.
Well, it's just, well, to me, it looks like that torso block right below the windshield is just sort of making him look like a linebacker. You know, he's supposed to be thin and fast and quick. Uh-huh. And he looks
thin and wide.
Yeah, it looks off. But you know what doesn't look off? Mastermind Creation Spartan looks flipping awesome.
Yeah.
And mine's in my pile of loot, and I need to get it.
Mine's in my pile of loot as well, but it's the only thing in my pile of loot right now, so I need more stuff to come in.
So I'm looking at this, and in the photo we're showing in the video, he is against a like one of those inbox things that sits on your desk that holds paper. So that kind of gives me an idea of roughly how big he is. There's a little.
He is the size. Yeah, much bulkier and slightly taller than Generation Springer.
So he's Voyager.
He's Voyager size. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. It's so nicely detailed and everything. It just looks so nice.
Yeah. I was just saying in the pre-show, I love this figure. I love the way it looks, but I have absolutely no attachment to the character to make me want the figure, which is weird.
I'm not super attached to the character, but I like Impactor enough to where this and the look of it really sells me.
Yeah, Don, all you really need to wrap your head around is that he's got a spike on his arm. He can stab people with it. That'll be enough.
He harpooned Overlord in the eye with it.
He sure did.
It didn't really help much.
So is
but it was awesome.
So I want to make a little tangent here because a thought just occurred to me. So from going to conventions at BotCon and stuff, I saw the third-party Ninja Turtle stuff. What other toy lines have a third-party scene going on? Because something just occurred to me that I really want.
I think Ninja Turtles just started.
Is new for Ninja Turtles. That Krang is their first real.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the Shredder coming out, too.
Shredder and the Turtles.
What else is there?
Well, G.I. Joe has had a long history of third party, mostly a lot of boxes, replacement parts.
Yeah.
I don't think they've done a lot of figures other than just maybe standard bucks that you can dress.
So, there's been a small community of that, like with the Power Rangers fandom too, to make again, like little accessory things and I mean on the higher end like reproduction costumes and stuff, but you know, last I was aware of it, it was pretty small and focused.
So what I want, third party Transformers designers have broken out a little bit and broadened their horizons into GoBots. But what I really want is third-party Starriers or Zoids.
Well, now, Well, now, Brian, there is a company that one person got the license to RoboForce, so that's being
but
done.
But they don't do it for me. The new RoboForce stuff just looks. It doesn't have the suction cup feed or anything like that.
I was going to say disappointing lack of suction cups.
Yeah, but I flippin' loved the Star Ears as a kid, and it's just screaming out for some sort of revival in some capacity.
Well, we need some third party Jason the Wheeled Warriors.
Well, I mean, I think Star Ears is a little cooler than Jason the Wheeled Warriors, but
well, you're wrong. But that's beside the point.
Don doesn't get to say that often.
What I forgot fight. About third-party Voltron.
Oh yeah, that I forgot about that.
That was almost sued out of existence.
Yeah, and you know, of course, Mask. Since we're still waiting for,
I don't think anyone's done third-party Mask.
I just think that the third-party Transformers scene really applies itself really well to the Star Ears aesthetic or the Zoids aesthetic.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
This is the whole problem with third party. Like, the only difference between you and a dude who starts a third party company is a couple of friends and a 3D printer, and you know what I mean? Slightly more like ambition than your passing thought.
Okay, all of a sudden here we go. Company. Okay, if you're watching the show tonight or watching it whenever, and you're a Star Wars fan, go to tfradio.com/Amazon. Check out all the products for your Christmas shopping, and then all that money can be used to get a 3D printer so Brian can start making his Star Wars figures.
No, not a 3D printer. No. What are you talking about?
No, better idea. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon, buy a 3D printer, and make these for Brian.
Yes, I will buy it.
He will buy it with the kickback money from Amazon from you buying the 3D printer. It's perfect.
Yes, we did have one listener buy a 3D printer that I know of that I was paying attention to. And I might get the same one, because the one that I have is shared with a couple other people, and it's old and I don't like it. So I might get myself a newer model.
You have a community 3D printer?
Yeah.
Don't ever change, Brian.
I'm sure you have to design and be good at stuff.
That's exactly
so a
right.
A 3D printer would just like be a waste for me to get.
Well,
I'd be like,
well, I mean, fortunately, a lot of the stuff, there are already designs and CAD files on the internet, but they're not Star Ears CAD files on the internet.
Yeah.
And Brian can use his new 3D printer to make his own coffin for when Kim kills him for buying it.
I can only do it in like 8x8 squares.
You would have to do it like Lego style.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although, there's people I know of who would probably be really into the idea of being buried in a Lego coffin.
You know, that's kind of depressing, thinking about for the next 30 years. Just as a background project, you're making Legos in your 3D printer in between projects to build your own coffin. And then it's like, when you die, it's already assembled in some room. They just taught. That's very depressing.
You say depressing. I think that sounds awesome.
It does.
No, I'm saying you're printing your own coffin.
Yeah.
It's like it's like you go on vacation for a week. You say, okay, I need 400 bricks, and you just set it to run and make 400 bricks.
I think you need more than 400, but.
Yeah. And then when you get back, you know, you start popping them on there, and you're that much closer to when you can die.
Surely somebody's been buried in a
There's
Lego
like
coffin.
One brick Certainly. Left, and the family gets to put that on before
during
they
the
get lowered
during the
down.
Service, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
God, we're horrible people.
I have two friends that work for Lego. I should see if they have anybody here.
See, at the funeral, everybody who, all the attending family and friends, they pick up the Lego lid of the coffin, and somebody puts super glue around the rim, and then they lower it down and press it, because, you know, of course, that's the only time it's appropriate to glue Legos together is when you can never take them, like, it has to be permanent, you know, never take them apart again.
Yeah, it's weird, because I'm imagining now, because Lego has their own, like, if you and someone can probably explain it better than I can. If you create your own thing and it gets enough votes, they look at actually making it into a real thing.
Exactly what you just said, Don. You got it exactly right.
We should say this is a not Lego idea because we'll get a cease and desist letter.
So I want to say this.
Really good at that.
I want to say this.
Creo.
Don, knowing your luck, you would start doing this, and halfway through, your coffin, the rights would actually go to Mega Bloks, and you would have to start over.
You say that, but Mega Bloks' product quality has actually come up a lot in the last few years.
No, my luck, it would be someone like, you know, Best Lock or something.
Mega Bloks always makes like those big displays that you can actually sit in that are made out of Mega Bloks, which are really cool. Like this year at New York Comic Con, they had the Turtle Wagon, the front half of it, which is awesome.
Yeah, you could do it from Duplo blocks. You would need like six, and you'd be done.
Okay, so let's see here. So again, New Jersey Comic Con is coming up this weekend. Diecast, do you know where your table is going to be?
It's New Jersey Comic Con. I mean, there's pretty much one room and then a bunch of people set up in front of the room. I'm going to be in the room. So, and every purchase
you have, like,
you get a free
number yet or anything yet?
I don't know a number, but
it's probably not big enough where it matters. It's not. Like,
yeah,
it's not.
You'll
just
find
curious.
Me. Yeah, and everyone who purchases something will get a free Radio Free Cybertron card.
Woo! Awesome.
Business card.
Awesome.
For free.
That's great.
Everyone loves free.
Okay, so on the network this week, on our new YouTube channel, Diecast reviews the newer, hotter, better Not Mirage. Let's see here, and we'll link out to that when the show posts. Don should use mute on Skype and not on the microphone because it's like.
And subscribe. Please subscribe.
So I'm sorry, Brian. It's faster to grab.
It's okay,
the,
Don.
To grab the knob than try to.
You don't have to explain.
It's really not
Don,
okay.
We heard so much about your hard bone already. Just let it rest.
Brian's gonna go punch a hole in the wall. After the show.
Okay, and on the RFC minicast episode 34, we talk about the upcoming BotCon Beast Wars Combiner box set and how lovely it is. A lot of fun. On Being Awesome 32, episode 32, Rob Springer talks about the time he was Snarl for Halloween. Of course, we don't do a great job here covering holidays because we do it week off when it's already old. That's what we did last week with RSC. We should probably plan our holiday stuff in advance. But
now,
yeah.
Was he Beast Wars Snarl, the Tasmanian Devil, or...
You mean Randy? He was Randy, yeah, probably. I hope
I
so.
I thought he meant Snarl from Thundercats.
Snarf?
Snarf.
Yeah, you're thinking of Snarf.
He was
G1 Snarl.
He was probably the Dinobot Snarl. Okay. But
I was going to be like, that would be great if what? He was
wasn't,
Snarf.
Wasn't Randy the recolor of Razor Beast?
No, I thought Randy was the recolor of Snarl, I thought. I may be wrong, you know.
No, Snarl was Tasmania Kid.
Yes, okay. So Randy, I guess Randy was Razor Beast. Okay.
We've come a long way, you guys.
We've come a long way.
Also, while we're on the subject, I just want to point out the best name ever, Scissor Boy.
Oh my gosh.
True.
Actually, Power Hug, too. Beast Wars 2nd had a lot of unintentionally great names.
I love Power Hug. I do love
it. Man, we need a Power Hug again.
Was Mach Kick Beast Wars 2nd or Neo?
Neo.
Neo was all the new mold stuff. Second was the
Moon
first
was a
new year.
Moon was a new mold.
Well, yeah, and so with Galvatron, I mean, it's not like it was exclusively recolor stuff, but Beast Wars 2nd was a recolor line predominantly. Yeah.
God, mm-hmm. Galvatron.
Just like Car Robots.
Yep. Okay,
Galvatron
and
doesn't hold up.
He's still pretty. He's not a great toy. I love that purple.
That Galvatron is still a great robot.
Yes, but the drill...
Not so much anything else.
No. The drill and the dragon. Yeah. Okay, so also... But yeah, so Rob talks about the time he was Snarl for Halloween. Plus, he talks about candy corn, I think. So,
in my mind, JD is just taking that and running with it at that point, so I'm just gonna...
Be like, candy corn? Who likes candy corn?
I do.
Yeah, me too. I like candy corn.
We should have talked about that on Get the Skinny.
We should have.
Because I'll fight you on that one.
It's not... No, we did talk about it on Get the Skinny, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
We didn't talk long enough.
I just remember I was pulling an all-nighter for work, And I like
That's right.
Candy corn,
like heroin.
Yeah, Diet Dr. Pepper and like Stacker 3. I stayed up all night cranking on a project. Okay, so but yeah, so Chris, A Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek. Which episode was Assignment Earth?
The second season finale for the original series.
I don't remember.
It was a backdoor pilot because they thought they were going to get canceled.
Backdoor finale?
Pilot.
Really?
For a spinoff.
Oh. Was this the one where they went back to the present day?
Yeah, one of the ones. It was the Robert Lansing episode.
Where they were dealing with the pilot or whatever it was.
With the cat.
Yeah, so yeah.
No, the one with the Air Force pilot was first season. That was Tomorrow is Yesterday.
Oh, okay. I lose track of this. Unless the episode is insanely weird, I often forget my Star Trek original series.
Hmm.
Unless there's, like, Greek gods or something. I do love Star Trek. Okay, and also on the after show, Superhero Time, the after show, anything happen?
Well, we talked about our expectations and, you know, concerns for the newly announced Star Trek TV show.
Oh. So,
yeah.
I will be completely honest. I am very worried about it, but I will not whine and moan about it until it comes out.
Well, yeah.
Wow,
that's
refreshing.
I don't think anybody's going to whine and moan about it because it's going to be on a network that nobody has.
Well, that's one of the problems
we pointed.
It's on
CBS, right?
No.
It's on their CBS's on-demand service.
But you have to have it on their app or is on their on-demand service?
It's their pay subscription video service.
Yeah. So the pilot is going to be on CBS proper. But
No. Not even the pilot. Just a preview special for the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. The article that I read said it was going to be the first episode was going to be on CBS, and then it was going to on-demand only.
Wait, is that their all-access thing?
No, that's their Netflix. The CBS is in-house Netflix.
Yeah, but I mean, is all access where it's going to be available, or is something else?
It's whichever one you have to pay for.
I think all access is a great deal, honestly.
Well, if you actually want to watch stuff CBS puts out,
yeah, yes. Because CBS
99% of which is garbage.
Well, okay, CBS isn't on Hulu. Kim, as terrible as it is, Kim loves NCIS, and you can watch classic episodes like Star Trek, which you can get everywhere else. But that stuff's there. So to get new episodes of, you know, Major Dad 2015 or whatever, it's worth like $6 a month or whatever it is. Okay, but yeah, so Star Trek. Let's see here. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, first up, somebody at TFW 2005 asked the director of the agenda what color the Tripredicus Council were supposed to be. Answer is nothing specific, but it was the lights that were red. So, you know, big shock there. I've got my latest video review of Combiner Wars Wave 4, which is Ironhide, Mirage's shot. That'll be coming later in the week. And XV has reviewed More Than Meets the Eye number 46, which comes out today.
Very cool. Okay, guys, I don't have anything else.
Me either.
Wow. Pretty good show. You know, Don was playing with his hard bone for most of it, but otherwise...
Or his knob.
Or his knob, yeah.
He was trying to figure out how to work it.
If that happened, yeah, I'm not going to... I'm not.
And it was more fun than he remembered.
And XV is getting a little randy.
I need
a power hug.
Yeah, yeah. Orange, you glad you showed up tonight?
That's it, everybody. We'll see you later. Have a good one.
Minicast.
Please subscribe.
Offensive podcasting.
Bye, y'all.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required. If you know what's good for you.
Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999.
100% girlfriend free since 1999.